According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, a mentally ill person going through a crisis or episode is more likely to encounter a police officer than they are to get the medical attention they need. So they often end up in jail. Director of Doñana County Health and Human Services Department Jamie Michael says behaviours and symptoms of mental illness are often perceived as threats to public safety.
A lot of times people with mental health conditions also abuse substances, and so we often have public intoxication. There are people that their thought process is interrupted because of the mental health condition, so they may be shoplifting or just causing other kinds of disruptive behavior in the public. And we don't have a lot of other options, so people tend to call 911. Police officers come and are trying to make sure that there's a safe place for the public. And so it kicks off this string of events where people end up, unfortunately, in our county jail.
Michaels is working alongside regional stakeholders to address this phenomenon, establishing other places and services mentally ill people can be sent to in the case of a crisis or episode is one way. Michaels says improving access to preventative services and changing the social stigma towards seeking mental health care are also key. In 2007, New Mexico's mental health care system ranked 22nd nationally. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.